We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yabez, Amad Bez, and we are starting 14 lines from the top, Omar Rav Ashi. Omar Rav Ashi, Omar Rav Shapsoi, Rashi, the Gilead on the side, points out that Rav Ashi can't mean the later Ravina Rav Ashi, who is the end of the Talmud, because it says over here that Rav Yechon had a kash in it. Rav Yechon was one of the first Amaroyim. So it says it must be a different Rav Ashi. So Omar Rav Ashi, Omar Rav Shapsoi, Mekavlim Eidim Shaloi Vnei Baldin. You let him Mekavl Eidis, not in front of the Baal Din. So just to give some background, that's Pasha. When it comes to Din and Nefashis, we learn that from the Pasuk, V'huad Bevalov, that it says, but that Pasuk is said by Ashar, we learn from there, that when it comes to Din and Nefashis, you have to do the Din in front of the Baalim. That's for sure. It's not even a Machloikis, it's Pasha. The Machloikis is, by Din and Momenois, if you have to have it in front of the Baal Din. It could be that's different. It could be that's machlokes. That's why we have machlokes sumchis and the rabbanon. If you could do din in front of the katan, it's that machlokes. It could be dafka by dinay nefashos. You say you have to do it in front of baldin, but dinay mamon is not. But everyone's in all the chayr lechatchila. You have to do it in front of baldin, but it's not ma'akiv like din nefashos. And what's the reason it's not ma'akiv? So either because it's only the rabbanon, or because Rekvega brings down Chuvas Arosh. Because there's a din of idea called Hefker Bezin Hefker, and they have a right to decide when to do it, Shloim Fnei Baldin. So Amar Rav Ashi, the din of doing in front of Baldin by Dine Mammon is only the Rabbanon. The Pasuk of Hu Deval is only by Dine Nefashos. It's only mid the Rabbanon to do in front of Baldin, so they could decide when to use that, when not. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Shab Soy, Mekavim Edim Shloim Fnei Baldin, so Toye Be'er Abyechnam, Mekavim Edim Shloim Fnei Baldin, do you Mekavim is not in front of Baldin? So kibbutz bnei reis v'chinina could go in shayahu chayla. If the teveya was sick, and the teveya wanted to bring edim now, and even though the baldin is not around because he's scared, he's gonna die soon, and he knew how to get the right edim and get the edim to say the right thing, so he it's emergency to get edim. Or edim chayla, or edim was sick, or shay edim mevak shneichem v'ziyam, or edim wanted to leave. And we also called the nitva, and he didn't want to come. So then the halacha is even kabel edus shleif nebaldin. So basically, Rabbi Yechidon had a question, and Rabbi Yechidon limited Rav Ashi's halacha and says it's only by certain cases. And again, we're saying since it's only mid the rabbanon the chiyuv to be in front of baldin by mamonis, only the rabbanon, so they can limit the halacha to different cases. If it's an emergency case like here where someone's sick you asked him to come, he didn't come. The halacha is you could be mekabel edus shaloi b'fnei baldin. You could be mekabel witnesses even though the baldin is not there. Omer v'dam Shmuel mekabel edus shaloi b'fnei baldin. Rehudim Shmuel says the same thing. Mekabel edim not in front of baldin by mamonis. Then mefarish to me Shmuel's halacha kagoyin the pasulei bedine. The case was they already started the din. The case where you can mekabel edus shloim fnei din is like this: they already started din tayru with both of them, and then the guy says he wants to bring his edim, and the nitva disappeared. V'sholchulei he doesn't want to come back. So then you do it from edim because he was here, like he already started the din. Where'd he go? Avaloi pasul redina, but we didn't start the din tayr yet. Matzi omlek, you say, I don't want to go to your bezin. I know the bezin I got is lina, and therefore whatever you makabel there is not good. I want to go to bezin I got. I want to go to up to Yerushalayim to the big bezin. Freiti Gemara, if that's the case, if he has a taina, he wants to go to the big bezin. So iachik ki pasul enami. Even if they started the din tayr, let him tell the same thing. You know what I said? I want to go to the big bezin. Matzi omlek, iachik ki pasul enami. Matzi omlek bezin got is lina. Am Ravina. Going to knock out discom and bezdin agadol. The case was that the case where they started the case was a case where they had a paper from the bezdin agadol that this bezdin should take care of the case. So then the halach is if you started, so then you could say that you have to you could do it even shloif nevaldin. But even with a discom and bezdin agadol, the halach is if you didn't start the case yet, he could say I still want to appeal it. I still want to go to Bez Nagadol. He could tie into that. What disco means a paper. A geres me bezden hagadol shalful bezden shalkan lekayfei. They sent a paper from Bez Nagadol that you should do the case. You should down the case.
I understand that.
He could go against it. He could go against it technically. If he started, once he started, he was mekabelit. That's the thing. Once he started, then he was mekabelit. He ready. But yeah, before he started, he could still say, "You know what? I want to appeal it. I'm, a, you know, we have a paper there. I want to go up. I don't want to use the bezin." Amar Rav, Mekayimim es Ashtar Shloi B'fnei Baal Din. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mekayimim es Ashtar Shloi B'fnei Baal Din. What is what we're talking about here? Kiyim Ashtaros. Kiyim Ashtaros means you have a star with Edim. So really, that star should be perfect. It says with two Edim that you owe someone money. Finished. It's a star. But the halacha is that we tie them a zuyif, and therefore you have to get a kiyam staris. Means you have to get proof that these eidim are good. Could you do this not in front of the Baal Din? Which means the guy owes money. Could you do it? Does he have to be here b'shas kiyam staris or not? So it's machlekes. Omar Rav, mekayim im esashtar shloyo fnei Baal Din. Rav Yechon amei mekayim im esashtar shloyo fnei Baal Din. Now, the man yamolji could do a shloyo fnei Baal Din. So Rashi says, if the Edim want to go to Medina Sayyam, so then you could do a Shloi Fnei Baal Din. But Frey Taisvis, he says, what do you mean? Even Kabbalah's Edim, we said before, that you could do a Shloi Fnei Baal Din, they want to go away. So what's special about Mekayim Mekayim Mishtaros? Therefore, the Re says, the Bechol Inyan, Kama, the Mekayim, they do Kim Mishtaros, not in front of the Baal Din. Why? Because since Edim Achasuma Ashtar Kimishnecher Dusim Abezdin, and you don't really need Kiyim, and with the Rabbanon that you need Kiyim, so therefore you can do a Shloi Fnei Baal Din. So what's about Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan holds that it's a light plug between Kiyim Shtar and Kabbalah Seidus. That's the Pshat. That's Taisus learns. Taisus learns Pshat like this. According to the first Ma'ad Yomi, let him Mekayim Shtarois Shloi Fnei Baal Din. No problem, because only with the whole Kiyim Shtar is only with the Rabbanon. So they said, hey Mamre, they say you can do Shloi Fnei Baal Din. Rabbi Yechanan Ba'etzma agrees to that, but he says it's a light plug, and therefore, just like you can't make a regulate this Shloi Fnei Baal Din, you can't do Kiyim Shtaros either. That's the Machlekes Taisus. Rashi says the case was they want to go to Medina Siyam. So it's not a good kasha, that why is it different? It sounds like it's different than before. Zokta Marasha, that it's still different than before, because before we said if the Edom are sick, you let him make a Shloi Fnei Baal Din. That's only if you asked the nitva to come. But here you don't need that. You don't need v'sholchu loy v'loy. You don't have to send it for them. As long as the eidim have to run away, you can mekayim shtaris shloi fnei baal din. Om le rav sheshes le rav yesi ba'avo. As b'chol taima, I'll explain you the reason of the Rabbi Yechanan. Om akron, the pasuk says, v'hu b'var lov lo yishmerenu om ratayro yovei b'al hashor v'yam rashayroi. So I'm bringing you a raya that you see you have to be in front of Baal Din. So here it says that's Pshat Rabbi Yechanan. I just told you from Taisvis that Pshat Rabbi Yechanan is loy plug. So Zok Taisvis, the end of Taisvis Mekayimin, Taisvis says, V'hod to ka'omah az b'chol ta'imah Rabbi Yechanan ha'kamah that filo b'kim shtarois isle Rabbi Yechanan yovei b'al hashor v'yam rashayroi. It means that even here he holds it as loy plug. Miu rav nami isle b'alma yovei b'al hashor. He holds b'alma like that, but not over here by Kim Shtaros. Omer Rabba. Hilchasom Mekayim es Ashtar Shloi Fnei Baal Din. The halacha is Mekayim Ashtar even Shloi Fnei Baal Din. That's the halacha l'maisa. And another halacha is that let's say you are Mekayim Ashtar in front of Baal Din, unless you are doing it in front of Baal Din, and he's screaming, I don't care which Edom you get, I'm telling you it's false. But Philo Oymed Vitzaver, even if he screams and says that it's a false star, the star says that Reuven owes $100,000. He says it's not true, I'm telling you, you're making up a story, the Kiyim is not true, nothing's true. So vi omar, so let's say even if he screams, vi omar, nikitli zimna adamaisin sa. You know what? Give me some time. I want to prove it with Edim. We're right on the star, and I'll prove the star is false. The loch is naktinle. We give him 30 days, like the Rosh says. Naktinle means you give him 30 days. He also, if he comes back with Edim also, good. Vi loy also naktinle. So if not, naktinle bahab, wait on Monday. He loy also, if he still didn't come, so already holding by 30 days plus a bahab. So if he doesn't come with any Edim, and he doesn't want to pay, we're going to start putting him into Chayim. So Kasvinon, Psicha, Elayu, Tishin, Yemen, we start writing a Psicha. There's two levels. There's a Psicha, which is a Shtar, Shamta, that he's not paying the Chayiv. And then we have something called Adarta, which is a Psak Din to go down to his Nechasim and collect from his properties. So if he doesn't come with Edim, Kasvinon, Psicha, Elayu, Tishin, Yemen, we write a Psicha on him for 90 days. We give him 90 days, basically. We put him in Chayim for 90 days, but give him 90 days before we go down ourselves to his properties. Why? Why give him 90 days? Because we don't go down to his nechasim, the amakotarach bezuzi, v'nezev. He's trying to go borrow money. He's trying to borrow money. Mitzioi, after the first 30 days, he's really not trying to borrow money now, but also maybe he's trying to sell his properties. You don't go down to his chasim. He couldn't find the borrow. He's trying to sell off assets. On the last 30 days, also don't go to the chasim. Maybe he found a buyer, and the guy needs a mortgage, and he's 30 days for the mortgage. So loy also, but after 90 days, still he bring no raya, nothing, no money, no raya, nothing. Kasvinon adrachto anichse. We write a star adrachto on zechosim, which means we are going down to zechosim and collecting the chayv, the $100,000 taken from his. We're going to take his assets, seize his assets. Vahani mili doma asina. That's only this whole shtuk of Torah is only if he says I'm going to bring edim. Ava oma loy asina. He says, I'm going to bring Edom, I'm going to take care of it. But Omar Loya Asina, he says, you know what? I'm not bringing Edom, I'm not paying either. Right away, he says, no, nothing doing. Then, right away, write a star doctor. This guy's saying he's not paying. Right away, do that. Vahani mili, this din of 90 days, dafka v'milva, by halva. Avakadoin, when he's holding up a kadim from someone, that's the time now we approve it with Edom, with star that he's holding up a kadim. We don't give him 9 days. You know why? Pekadim doesn't take 9 days to pick up. It's in your house, just give it back. Avakadoin la'al to kasvino. You right away write a star doctor. Now, this halacha that we collect from him assets is only amakakoi. We only collect the assets of the loiva. Ava matatli loy. We don't collect the assets that are matatlim. Why? Because maybe then we'll collect it for the malva, and then it'll turn out that it was taka wrong. And now we can't go back to the malva to get it because the malva already used it up. Dilma shomet v'achlu malva l'matatli. Maybe we'll eat it up, we'll destroy it, and he'll use it up, and it's too late. We won't find anything to collect. So then the Gemara says, if the Malva has karka, the Malva, so maybe kasvinum, because then we'll go back and take from his karka. But it's not true. A drachta, a matatli kasvinum, you don't write a drachta matatlim ever. Even though he has karka, chashin shem tachsif, maybe we'll go down in value, and therefore we don't do that. We only collect from the loiva's karka, because that's easy to track, and even if the malva collected it illegally, we could always get it back. When we write this shara drachta, we let the loiva know about it. We let him know. We let him know about that we wrote this. Vahani mili the mikrif, but that's only if he's close by where we could let him know. But the mirchik loy, if he's very far, we don't have to go make a few a week trip to tell him about it. But if he's far and there are kravim who we can send a message with, or there's caravans going there, wait 12 months ad the Oslo until the caravans go back and forth. Where do we know that from? We have a story. Ravina, Mar Acha was the Malva, and he had someone owed him money. And they waited 12 months before they wrote the Shtar Adrachta, because they wanted to let the Nitva know. Until the caravans returned from Bechazoy. But the Gemara says it's not a raya. There, Mar Acha was a very strong person. And they have a Mati Adrachta Yodeh. Once he would have got the Nechasim, he would not be able to take it away from him. But in a regular case, where we're not worried about taking it back from him, we don't have to let him know about the drachta if he's far away. We're changing. You don't give him 12 months. What happens is on Monday, usually they paskin the din. Let's say it was a case on Monday. It's a Monday and Thursday, they sit in Bezdin. It's a Monday paskin. So the shliach goes on the third. If it's only one day away, then we send the shliach. The shliach goes on Tuesday, b'tlas of Shabbos, but also comes back by Arba Shabbos. L'chamisha b'Shabbos k'ay b'dina. On Thursday already, they write the Shtar Adachtra and they go collect from the assets. So that we don't give them 12 months. Omer Avina, hay shlucha d'rabbana amin tray. If we appoint the shliach Bezdin to go call the guy to come to Bezdin and he doesn't want to come, we believe the shliach Bezdin like too. That he's not lying. We believe him that he went to the guy and the guy said he's not coming. That we believe the shliach Bezdin. That's only for shamta. We believe the shliach Bezdin went to the loiva and the guy said, I'm not paying. So he comes to the Bezdin and says, the guy says he's not paying. So you write a shamta. That's you put them into cheirim. But a psicha, a shtar psicha, which means you have to write a shtar already, shamta is baal peh. Once you have to write something, so who pays for that? The nitva has paid for that. So you're not believed that the nitva said he's not paying in order to charge him the price of writing a shtar, because my mamonis need to aid him, and therefore, the halacha is that, therefore the halacha is they not believe, you need to aid him for that. Omra avina, yavina zimna apum de isav apum de shivvi. You could, when you're telling the guy to mezamen him to din, tell him you have to come to Bez Din, you could do it al pi isha, and if the isha goes and did her shlichas and he doesn't come, then I could put him in the chayim. So yavina zimna apum de isav. You can let him know, we give him a hazmano, ayadeya isha, apum de shivvi, and you can do it with neighbors. Because right, you know, the neighbors live next to him, and you tell him, go tell the guy to come to Beis Din, and he doesn't come, you could assume that he was told, and he's not listening to Beis Din. But there's a few limitations. Omron el the less of a masa. That's only if he's not in town. That Pliny right now is not in town where the Beis Din is, and he told the Shechinim, when he comes back later today, let him know about this. Al isa be masa loy. But if the guy's in town, then you don't trust them. Why? You say maybe the neighbor or the isha didn't relay the message. The amri ashkar shnicha bezdin, because they'll say, you know what? Probably they live in the same place as us. The bezdin probably told them already. So never went vamalei. So they never did the shlichas. Again, another limitation. Even when he's out of town, he's coming back that day, if he walks by the door of Beis Din, that's the way he comes home, he always walks by the Beis Din, there also we don't believe the Isha or the neighbors, because we'll say one in a second. They're not believed. Amri, Ashkechua Beidin of Amrila. They'll assume, I don't have to tell him anymore. He walked by the Beis Din, he probably found that already. And then third limitation, only if he's coming back today. If he's not coming back today, so then we say they probably forgot. So it's very limited, their nemanis. Maybe they forgot the whole shlichas, and therefore we cannot put a guy in cheirim on the tzad that they were told, because these guys are not believed, because maybe they're going to assume that they were told by Beis Din, because either they're in town, or because they walked by it in Beis Din, or the next day, maybe they forgot, and therefore we can't rely on them to put the guy in cheirim.